Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love from episode 21. Love your parents and the feedback and all the comments. You know, I appreciate it so much. That was an episode that was near and dear to me because it was something that, you know, I had experienced in my life and I wanted to come share, you know, just some practical ways that I thought that, you know, you all could kind of navigate situations with your parents. So thank you all for all the love and comments, posts, and, you know, everything like that. I really appreciate it. If you're new to my channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to my channel, Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Also, hit the link in my description below. It's a Flow Desk link. You know, that's my mailing list. So all events, updates, everything that's going to be new in 2025, you know, I want to share with you guys. So please hit the link, you know, in the description link. And I hope to, you know, see you. Once again, I will not spam you. It'll be only informative content. So, you know, please lock in with me for sure. Man, so today's topic is something that I've been going through. Something that I have been up against now for quite some time. And today we're going to title this Faith in the Storm. Faith in the Storm. And I want to title this that because has anyone ever felt like God has forgotten about them? Like almost as if God has said, yo, sometimes it almost feels as if like God doesn't even know what you're going through. And I said it because have you ever been in a season where literally everything that could go wrong was going wrong? And you're like, God, where are you? I don't feel you. I can't feel your presence in any capacity. I don't even know like how I'm even making out. And it's almost as if like he's just gone super silent. But could it be that God is allowing these things to happen to you to grow you and stretch you and help you get to that next level of your life that you've been praying for? Could it be that he wants to see, are you going to trust him in the midst of the storm? When everything has gone completely off script, nothing is looking like anything that you pray for, everything that you think can go wrong is literally going wrong. And sometimes God allows things to happen to see who you will run to. Because in certain seasons, we all know, like, we'll go to everything but God. We'll go to drinking, smoking, turning up, doing everything, porn, literally everything that God said, like everything that's not God-like, we run to it. And we're going through trials and chaos. But could it be right now that you're going through a season, a storm? I'm talking about everything that's going wrong can go wrong. And God is literally like, yo, come to me. Literally, come to me. So, speaking of come to me, let's go to Matthew 14. Verses 22, and then we can go down to verses 24 to 31. So it says, immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowd, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, when he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? Whew, that's so rich. It's so rich because as you see here, Jesus gave them a clear commandment. He said, He said, yo, he said, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. This is Jesus. Then Peter said, tell me to come to you in the water. And he said, come. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked in the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. The same thing Jesus told him, don't be afraid. But it says, when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. He called on Jesus right when he was beginning to sink. And Jesus reached out and said, yo, I'm here. My boy, I got you. I'm tapped in with you. You of little faith. Why'd you doubt? Whew, okay. That'll preach his own self. But listen, today we want to talk about faith in the storm because for many of us right now, we are in seasons of storms. And God is saying, come to me. Don't be afraid. I know right now you see what's going on around you, but I'm telling you to come. Literally, take courage. It's me. Don't be afraid, but just come. And literally, we will doubt what God told us. He'll tell you, don't be afraid. Damn, I got you. Just come. And we'll still be afraid. And today, I want to encourage somebody that's out there watching who's in a storm. And right now, it doesn't look like it's any way out. And you've tried every mathematical way to make it work. You've tried everything that's not Jesus and not God to make it work. You tried to go to your own understanding. You tried to put a parlay in it for it to hit. You tried to tap in with Uncle Bobo from, you know, who got the plug to help you get this connection here. And the people who say they got the connects is falling through. Literally every way that you can think, you've tried and it ain't work. And now you find yourself in a predicament where you're like, man, I don't know how I'm gonna get out of this. I don't see it. But I'm here to tell you that we serve a God that's ready to help when you call him. And he's calling you. He's literally calling you saying, come, Dan. I know right now you may have gotten into an accident or things may have happened and you don't even know how you're going to figure this out, but come. Don't be afraid. Just come. And it's like, yo, John, you right now, you got a family and your finances are tight. Come. Don't be afraid. Yo, Jackie. I don't know why I'm doing the J's today, but Jackie. Yo, right now, you managing that situation by yourself. You don't figure out how you're going to do it. You got a team of people that you manage at your job, and it's not making sense. He's saying, come. Don't be afraid. And I know for a lot of us right now, we just want to feel love. We just want to feel that presence. And that's where Jesus, in the midst of the storm, that's who he wants you to call on. He wants you to call his name. I know right now, this week, at the time of this recording, at the top of this week, I said, God, I don't feel you. I don't feel you. Nothing right now is making sense. I don't feel your presence. And you know what? I'm ready to quit. I am ready to quit. This week, God, I want you to show me that you hear me. Please show me. Because right now I'm ready to quit. I'm frustrated. I'm agitated. I want to really just, I feel like I'm losing my mind. God, show me this week. I had a friend of mine send me a sermon that said, the wait is going to be worth it. Then after that, I started seeing the same message about the wait. When you see how long God had to make you wait, I mean, why he made you wait, it's going to be worth the wait. And that was the encouragement that I was looking for, because I was feeling like, man, you know what? Right now, I don't feel God. Like, I don't feel him, and I want you to be real with God. Like, tell him, like, listen, I don't want to run back to the things that you brought me out of, to the addictions, to the strongholds, to the things that's not pleasing to you. I don't want to run back to those. But God, right now, I don't see or feel you. Show up, call, Lord, if it's you, come in my situation. Help me in my situation. Help me out of the situation. And I just want to encourage somebody that is in a storm. When you let go of your plan, when you let go of your way, when you let go of the way you thought you was going to get there, the way you thought you was going to get out, and you release that and fully release it with no expectation and say, God, I want your plan. I want you to help me get out of this. That's when it's going to happen. But until you release it, you keep holding on to it, you keep trying to figure it out, and you keep trying to lean to your own understanding. That's what Proverbs 3:5 says, trust the Lord with all your heart, with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. I'm going to read that again, because I just paraphrased it, and I want to read the scripture word for word on what it says. So this is what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So listen, if somebody out there watching right now who, like I said, is in a storm, and I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to get out on your own way. You can't, because you tried it. And you've been trying it year after year, day after day, time after time, and it's not working. And you keep trying to figure out how you're going to be able to get out. And every time you try, you get frustrated because it's not working. You know why it's not working? Because you're doing it your way. So I'm going to challenge you and give you a new way to do it. So literally, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Stop leaning to your own wisdom, your own insight, your own ways. Submit to him in all your ways. Submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So that plan, give it to him. That way, give it to him. And that is how we're going to navigate the storm. And call him his name. People are going to stop underestimating the power of calling on Jesus. We're going to stop that in 2024. Before we get out of 2024, we're going to stop that. It's power in that name. And I will boldly proclaim that. I'm not scared. I'm not backing down from anything. There is power in the name of Jesus. And we're going to learn one way or the other to proclaim his name. He will get the glory. So that's it. I know Dan and I, we're going to have a really good conversation in this. So Dan, what you got?